mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're now into hour number three, final hour. This country's in the final hour as well. 10 minutes to midnight. We're talking to Dr. John Breeding, who's exposing the massive mind control of America and the world, the forced drugging of our children, the police state. And we're going to go through the callers that have been holding for eons. Then we're going to get into a bunch of different news items and get Dr. Breeding's take on that and talk about the mass denial in this country. Let's talk to Kim in Texas. Another call from Texas. Kim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you guys so much. You guys are just so right on the money with your information, and Dr. Breeding, I direct so many people to your website. It's a great resource, and for those people out there that haven't visited your site, they really, really should. I am just amazed every day at all the conditioning and control that surrounds us. I myself was conditioned and controlled till about a year ago. And one of the things that I recently just observed is how they give our kids these vaccines, which cause health conditions that require pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceuticals cause additional problems, which in turn require more pharmaceuticals, and it's just this vicious cycle that they've put us into.
And they know that, too. Let me get a comment from Dr. Breeding.
Thanks, Kim, and that's right on, you know. And basically, what in terms of this psychiatric dynamic that we're talking about, all these kids that are supposedly sick with ADHD or depression or bipolar or whatever, the fact is that they're neurologically normal until the moment they start on the drug. At that moment, they're neurologically abnormal, and if they stay on them for very long, they're permanently neurologically abnormal, and you've created basically a chronic mental patient, a lifelong consumer of a drug through the damaging effects of the very so-called treatment. That's the example in psychiatry. You mentioned vaccines and other areas of medicine. There's problems in other areas, too, but yeah, you're right on. And so one of the best things a parent can do is just protect their child from these.
And folks, children are supposed to go through developmental stuff and you know, want to leave the nest. I mean, that's a natural thing engineered into us by God. And they take normal trials and tribulations of, you know, becoming an adult, and they act like there's something wrong with that, too.
Yeah, that's right, because there's no room for upset and dissent, you know, that might, especially if it might really be channeled in the way that Alex channels InfoWars, for example. You know, that's dangerous. It's much safer to just call it a defect or a mental illness, you know. Alex is selling my books, and I really appreciate that, and I really want to ask you to get them if you don't have them, because they lay out the thing with psychiatry and the drugs, but they also are just really strong reminders of the kind of things that Alex keeps bringing up about, you know, what's important to remember about young people and think about as adults caring for young people. You know, the wildest colts make the best horses, and true nature and great misunderstandings. Get them for yourself. Get them for your parents. They are great resources.
We're going to put a plug in for that coming up later in the hour.
Yeah.
Go ahead and finish up, Kim. Sorry.
Well, actually, I was going to tell you that my mom is one of those teachers that likes to suggest Ritalin all the time, and I have already actually given your book to her.
Good.
Because we just don't agree on that issue. And the one last thing I wanted to say is just the television and the video games. Take your kids off of those, and in 2 days, you'll see a big difference. Within 2 weeks, you'll never want to give the television or the video games back to them again.
Well, my son doesn't even watch TV, because the few times we let him watch TV, you know, he gets
aggressive.
Aggressive, and well, not really aggressive. He's kind of more hyper and not as happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it stimulates the central nervous system in a way that's not good for kids, and so you end up creating a problematic effect.
By the way, a bunch of big studies have come out on that, Dr. Breeding, as
you
know.
Yeah, it's all clear. TV is just really bad for kids, especially young kids. One of the best things you can do is just get rid of your TV with your little kids. It really is true. As hard as that is for people to hear, it's really, really true.
Yeah, stay there. We'll be back with more calls.
Alex
Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. We're about to go back to Dr. Breeding, talking about the forced drugging of American children and the propaganda pushing it on the rest of the population. And really just the psychology of a population in total denial. But if you see children when they see a television set when they're 2-3 years old, I mean, they're mesmerized by it. And I've read the scientific studies. I mean, these things are from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. A bunch of new big studies have come out, even establishment studies from prestigious universities. A child watching television in the first 4.5 years of life, while the brain is doing most of its growing and wiring, actually retards your children to a certain level and changes the way they're actually able to think. And it I'm not, again, I'm on television, I'm in, you know, a few movies, I make films. For adults, if you're conscious of it, then it's not very destructive. I mean, I don't even watch television more than 30 minutes a week now. What's destructive is the propaganda that's added to it, because it's such a powerful tool. But for children, and again, I have major studies on this, children, period, until age 5, should not be anywhere near a television set. But instead, they're constantly in front of them, they're constantly around them, they're being stuck in front of the cathode ray tube. Now, let me explain something to you, folks. The eyes are outgrowths of the brain. They are literally large nerve sensors that are part of your brain. You know, they're the wind of the soul, the wind of the mind. They are. They are these pretty little nodes of the brain. They are attached to the brain. They go all the way through your brain to the back of the brain. The sight centers are on the back of your brain. And literally, we are designed in our binocular color vision to believe what we see. Okay, that's how we're designed. And, you know, seeing is believing. Perception is reality. What is in our minds is, quote, the reality. That's what advertising people say. That's what the globalists push. Only to a certain level. You know, the real world is still outside of us. But with this ego-centered world and this me situation, most people are living inside their heads. Everything is about how it is for them, and that's why they deny bad things are happening, because, oh, I just want to deny it and procrastinate, because if I just deny it, my mind, it suddenly goes away. And we've had the White House, Karl Rove, told the New York Times that we're an empire now. We control reality. We'll change it day to day. Doesn't matter if we contradict ourselves the next day. If we say there's weapons of mass destruction one day and say there's not the next, it doesn't matter, because we set reality. They know that we're caught in this vortex right now. They understand that. And folks, television is a mind control tool. And even if you're conscious of it, you know, I've been sitting up late at night before, turned on the TV set, which I rarely watch, and an hour later I'm just catch myself in a daze watching it. You better be careful what you're watching, because it is totally saturating the subconscious mind. Now, what is the subconscious mind, folks? The cerebral cortex is like the RAM in your computer, random access memory. You know, it's the 40 gigs of RAM or whatever, and then you got a terabyte of hard drive space. That's the rest of the brain, or the subconscious. And so our brains are so complex, these electrochemical computers, these oil-based, they're cholesterol and water, these incredible oil-based electrochemical computers, that we can't access everything on our hard drive at one time. The mind, the cerebral cortex, the frontal lobes of left and right converse with each other, truly two different computers, and, you know, like a double chip, all these new processors, they're double and quad chip, so it's able to access more, but it's still just tapping into the subconscious that's the whole sum of our life's experiences, and also motor functions and sight and smell, all these other areas. And so when you're watching television, all that's being directly programmed. I mean, you're putting it on your hard drive. And your conscious mind then is going to be accessing that. Accessing that when you're dreaming while you're awake. We're all dreaming while we're awake. We have, these daydreaming going on. When we're asleep, it's a deeper level, especially when we go into lower oxygen states in our deepest REM area, forcing us, I've read all the study, the sleep reports, forcing us into those deeper areas. And then that stuff just takes over, folks, and that's why they're so arrogant. Dr. Breeding, you're the doctor here, and you understand more of this than I do, but I've done a lot of studying. Is what I was just saying accurate?
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to you. You're very eloquent on that, and it's right on. And what I would say, the part that I want to say, because I could go, we could go over the science of it some more, but the important thing is that you're saying, I mean, people listen to your show because, they've already reached, most of your listeners, they've already reached some sort of point of being willing to be pretty thoroughly disillusioned of authority and that kind of thing. But I'd be willing to bet there's a lot of listeners out there who hear what you have to say, but when it comes to the idea of turning off the TV or turning off the TV for their kids, they're going to bump into some major resistance inside of themselves and say, okay, Alex is right about a lot of things, but he's a little over-exaggerated. It can't hurt my kids that bad, or else, yeah, well, maybe it's not the best thing, but, it's not so bad. And besides that, I'm busy, and I got to do something with my kids. And they want to do it, and I don't want to be a tyrant with my kids, and all these justifications. But I just want to tell you that it really is true that especially during those first 5 years or so, if you would just find some way to protect your children from TV, that's a great service to them. And
I know I've been monopolizing time. I want to go to calls, but I want to just add this for people.
Yeah.
Folks, instead of watching the football game while your kids are in the other room, watching these children's cartoons that you think the adult stuff's full of propaganda, try watching, the cartoons, which I've studied before and watched. I mean, it's just world government's good, DNA testing's good, police in black uniforms is good. I mean, just on that level of propaganda, it's bad. Folks, it's so much more fun to go down to the park, to go down to the river or the lake. It's so much more fun to sit there and hang out with your children with blocks and toys, and when they're older, to go to the Little League baseball game. Or, you know, why waste your life watching television just to begin with?
Yeah, once you surrender to the TV, they've got you. I mean, no doubt about it. They being the system that we're talking about. You surrender to the TV, and you're cooked. That's basically the truth.
Well, Dr. Breeding, do you even own a TV?
Well, I have to say I do. It stays in the garage. We rarely get it out occasionally for a movie or a documentary to use the VCR.
Yeah, that's how television should be treated. I have television sets locked up in cabinets, and when I have to watch something, I open it, I consciously realize what I'm turning on, what I'm facing, and it takes concentration if you're going to watch it for 30 minutes to stay conscious, because you will slip automatically into subconscious viewing.
The more you watch, I mean, the research is very clear on this, the more you watch TV, specifically, so the more you watch the news, because the only news on TV, unless you happen to catch Alex on cable or something, the only news on TV is the propaganda system. The more you watch it, the less you know about what's going on.
Well, I say this, you know, I'm on TV, I don't watch TV.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, I didn't own a TV for years. I got remarried 2 years ago. My wife has one, so we still own it. I actually had it out Saturday to watch a documentary, so I occasionally get it out, but I don't watch TV.
And it could be an incredible tool after age 5 to uplift and educate. But I mean, reading is so much better, listening is so much better, because then it's about continual connection between the cerebral cortex and the subconscious areas of the brain, because you're continually having to process and image yourself. When you watch something, folks, you give yourself over to it.
You give yourself over to it. And the reactive mind, the primitive brain, the so-called reptilian brain, the image on the TV is the same as if it was an image in your it's a reality in your living room. And we're the culture of fear, so you hit these fear images all the time. And even if you intellectually say, oh, I know what that is, your brain is processing those, and you're going into a stress response. And, it's just bad news on all levels.
Yeah, that's why it's, quote, compelling when they're torturing somebody on TV or murdering or machine gunning. I mean, people take that as, oh, this is good because I'm on the edge of my seat. No, you're traumatizing yourself. That's trauma-based mind control, folks.
You're traumatizing yourself and you're desensitizing yourself. That's all true. And
there's so many studies, too, Dr. Breeding. I mean, Swiss, Dutch, British, American. I mean, it's universally accepted now in academia, but it's never, you know, told to the people that television is so destructive to your... And look, it goes further. I know cell phones microwave my brain. I've got the wireless system. And a lot of the time I forget and don't do it. You have got to either not have a cell phone or have the wireless system, folks. We drink water we know is contaminated. Why? I mean, I'm even in denial about sometimes still drinking tap water, but I'm in a hurry, using a cell phone, Dr. Breeding. I mean, how do I? I mean, I'm in denial.
Well, we live in this world, and we're all, you know, it's not like we come out of denial and we're there. You know, it's like it's an ongoing challenge. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and we all live in this world, and we're all affected, no doubt about it. So whatever choices you can make, you know, and they're radical. You know, it's radical not to watch TV, you know, but it's healthy.
My life has gotten so much better. I mean, I never watched a lot of TV, but I monitor maybe an hour of news a night, and it always upset me, made me mad. I knew they were lying, but it also gave me a feeling of helplessness watching the info babes laughing and telling their lies. And I just feel a lot better not watching. And I can, in the time I watch a newscast, I can read the synopsis and the blurbs of 20 newscasts.
Yeah, take an hour to listen to Alex Jones' show. Take an hour to get some alternative news sources. There's some great magazine or internet publications. You know, get some accurate information about what's going on. And, you know, if you're going to check into the propaganda system once a week for an hour, and just so you can kind of catch up on what's going on, that's fine. But all it takes is an hour or so a month, really, because it's the same thing over and over and over again.
Well, it is. Listen, I mean, I watch TV now when I'm in a restaurant and it's on, or I'm at a friend's house, and we have these, you know, these blue-eyed demons, you know, this blue light in all our houses. Folks, it's got to stop. All right, I promise we'll go straight to Damon and Tim and Alex and others when we get back. And we'll get into a bunch of other news as well. Stay with us.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades, which studied water, has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Again, folks, just type in TV's effect on children, and you'll get thousands of studies, major prestigious studies. And then when the universities do these studies, the corporates crowd it and go, oh, wonderful, we control people. And so they know that by all this sex and all this violence, and you're like, oh, you're a square, man, sex, it's very destructive, folks, to your relationships, to everything. They know what they're doing with this imaging. And again, with radio or with print, you have to image it all yourself. That's training your mind, and the studies on this, to be conscious, to be active, to merge the different areas of your mind. to be self-aware. Instead of television pushes you down into unconsciousness, which you people talk about, their eyes are glazed, they can't listen, they can't think. Yes, that's what it does. That's such a big part of the solution we don't focus enough on, is not watching television, folks, or being in control and selectively choosing what you're going to watch. Let's go ahead and talk to Damon in Pennsylvania, then Tim, Alex, Daryl, and many, many others. Go ahead, Damon, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Number one, I just want to thank you for providing the service that you do to people worldwide. I myself have been a student of the New World Order ever since my dad sat me down when I was a little boy and talked to me about the Masons. But you have enlightened me even more so than he ever could, and I just have so much more information to fight this thing thanks to you. I wanted to talk about TV, actually. It's funny you guys were talking about it. I was actually a witness to the electromagnetic radiation that comes out of this TV that programs people. There was a program that was on TV, I think it was the late 80s or early 90s. It was an interactive program, and it was marketed for, you know, younger kids. And the program had a TV that, not a TV, but the, a toy that went along with it.
Well, let me just stop you. Pokemon caused thousands of children in Japan and the U.S. to go into uncontrolled convulsions. So I wouldn't even say electromagnetic. The flickering of the light is how you hypnotize people. Before we get to your story about the interactive toy, Dr. Breeding, comments on that?
No, you're right. It's a hypnotic effect. It totally moves you into a certain brainwave function that puts you in a passive, receptive kind of state, and you're just totally programmable. I mean, you got the basic dynamics on.
And the studies show that video games bring your children into an even lower level, lower than sleep. You can find those studies. But
what's important is, you know, we're talking about the content, the violent sex, the propaganda. But what's even more important is, even if you just stick to the some sort of public TV that you still consider better content, it's the actual process and the technology itself that is the problem. That's very important to understand.
Absolutely. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
The television program was actually interactive with this toy that they sold. The image or whatever was on the TV would shoot something out at you, and the toy would react to that. So there was actual some kind of...
It's probably a tone.
Okay.
Probably audio. Well, what was the name of the toy?
I can't remember. It's I asked my dad about it. He had it on tape, but he threw the tape out right before I asked him about it.
That's interesting. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Breeding.
Hello.
What you're talking about here, Alex, is Protocol 13 of the Illuminati protocols. In order that the masses themselves may not guess what they are about, we will distract them. Researchers called these, two of the techniques that you're talking about, radio hypnotic intracerebral control and electronic dissolution of memory. And these researchers say that they can remotely induce a hypnotic trance and deliver suggestions while at the same time.
Well, I mean, I don't want to get off into this for the whole show, but it is important. One of my friends works at the UT Psychology Department, and I was given a tour of the non-secure areas of it. I mean, this isn't even hidden. Every office was funded by DARPA, and it was most of it was about interfaces with flickering lights. And across the road, I wasn't allowed to see this, but I was allowed to see the interfaces, are monkeys with wires into their brains where they practice flickering a light at them to see what it does, and for control to decide. Dr. Breeding, I haven't told you about that, have I? Were you aware that UT is doing that right now?
No, I wasn't, but I'm not surprised. And, UT also is leading the way with the screening, the teen screening, the screening in the schools, too. You know, it's just... So they're just doing all kinds of stuff over there.
130,000.
But you're right, Tim, in terms of, you know, I wasn't familiar with the Illuminati protocols, but the basic dynamic that you're describing is very consistent with what we're saying about basically that it's a major conditioning tool. And
anything else, Tim?
Yeah, can I hold off?
Sure. We'll be right back with Tim, Alex, Daryl, and many, many others.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You can see the programming, the propaganda. The Pentagon, the White House comes out 3.5 years ago, says torture's good, we want to start torturing. Torture's an American value. Then suddenly, Threat Matrix 24 shows in England like spooks, CSI Miami. They torture people to death on the shows, torture their children, and it's good. The good guys torture. And so we're all being desensitized. We see it in politics and then in the fantasy world, the propaganda being merged. And that's just one example. They are turning us into beasts. And they admit they use these violent video games on the troops for training. That's how they were first developed, to simulate the kill before most soldiers up close wouldn't kill somebody. The Prussians tried to drum it out of people. They first came up with kindergarten in the most elite military region of Germany, the Prussia, where they developed a lot of this to make unthinking children, to make them basically regurgitate information. Because von Bismarck talked about how he had trouble getting soldiers up close to kill people. Well, they found with these video games starting 50 years ago with pop-up targets with people's silhouettes painted on them, that it caused an instant conditioning mechanism to go ahead and pull the trigger. And, I mean, that just shows the programming power. Tim, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, 1/30,000th of a second is all that it takes. Tests were done in the mid and latter parts of the middle decades of the last century with Coca-Cola in movie theaters, where they would just put the silhouette of a Coca-Cola bottle for 1/30,000th of a second in between changing the platter.
No, no, no. I mean, listen, for folks that think this is a conspiracy, if you go take marketing in a major university, okay, in the first few years you're there, when you're learning, it'll all be about subliminal advertising, how great it is. I mean, I took some advertising. This was taught. This isn't even a secret. In the 40s, they had radio ads. They found they weren't as effective because, but just with audio because it wasn't visual. But, you know, in the background, drink Coca-Cola, get some popcorn. Yes, they know. Dr. Breeding comments.
No, y'all are right on with it. Y'all are right on with it. You know, we are very vulnerable, you know, and what goes in our mind has an effect. There's no doubt about it. So it really makes sense to, just like you, it makes sense to be cautious about the water you drink. You've been talking a lot about that on your show, you know, about the food that you eat. Same thing, even more so in terms of what goes into your mind, into your eyes and ears.
There's a very...
That's it. Go ahead.
There's a very good example of what we're talking about in John Carpenter's movie, They Live, where Rowdy Roddy Piper finds these sunglasses and he can see them, but then he goes out and they show the actual things where they're beaming sounds into people's minds. Like, well, those are the Coke machines in overseas now have things that can send
audio? I have the CEO on. It's a device to skull transmission, and it targets you as you walk by, and they wouldn't put it in the U.S. Japan's been doing it. Thanks for the call.
Bye, Alex.
But I want to be clear about this, and I don't recommend you see the film. It's very violent. But Videodrome, which Carpenter was involved in as well, it gets off into all this. I mean, folks, this is serious business. Before we go to Alex and David and Laura, Dr. Breeding, I carry two of your fine books, and I have a special on them. Why don't you tell folks about the two books that I carry and how folks can, and I'll tell them how to get them.
Well, one aspect of dealing with all this that we're talking about is just doing things that are cleansing and purifying, you know, whether we talked about that in terms of water on your show, but, you know, getting outdoors away from all this stimulation, you know, getting into the water, into the natural world, you know, it's amazing how much perspective that gives. Another aspect is getting literature or information that's helpful, and spiritual literature to uplift, you know, and literature that has accurate information. So this is where we're talking about my books. The Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses stands for Spirited Young People Make Spirited Adults. Rather than poor, sick, defective children need drugs to cope with life, worry, be afraid about your child, blah, blah, blah. This is a book that will point out some of the dangers to avoid, but that will also remind you to see your child with the eyes of delight, to remember the keys to parent heaven and things like that, and to understand how children work out distress and how to help them with it. Just really solid support for parents. The other one is called True Nature and Great Misunderstanding. It's based on the idea that, you know, it's not only that seeing is believing, but that believing is seeing. If you believe in ADHD, that's what you see out there. If you believe that children are sinful, fallen creatures, or that they're genetically defective, that's what you're going to see. And you're going to give them drugs. If you remember the true nature of children, which is that they're energetic and intelligent and zestful and they really want to be close to you, but that they also, when they get hurt, they get distressed and they need help with it, things like that, then you'll act accordingly. And this book is oriented to support anybody who works with young people.
And we've got a deal where you buy both the books. It's a $10 discount. They're both great books. They're both on Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com via the Safe Secure Online shopping cart or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Let's go
and
back.
True Nature has a picture of my daughter 10 years ago on the cover.
It's a great cover. Let's go ahead and talk now to Alex in Mass. Alex, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Awesome. Hello, doctor.
Hello.
Thank you so much for making that book. I don't believe in ADD. I just thought it was something new that they came up to just, like, you know, kind of mind meld kids into whatever they want them to be.
Yeah, they made it up in 1980.
Yeah, so I was born in 84, so I'm part of this whole young, youth, energetic, crazy, you know, crazy kids.
Right.
And so I was in Boston the other day, and these people had this thing comparing like Schwarzenegger and like Bush and to like fascists and stuff.
Mm.
But they were for Lyndon LaRouche, and I was wondering, Alex, in your trailer for Martial Law, is that LaRouche when you who says this is ambush journalism? And you said
no that's
that
wasn't. That's the super Karl Rove of four administrations. It's David Gergen.
Okay, all right. Because I'm all about, like, I'm going to make some Bohemian Grove T-shirts. And
well,
stuff.
Let me tell you about LaRouche. Okay.
All right. Yeah, please.
I know this because, 15 years ago, upon moving to Austin from Dallas, I would watch cable and see on the local cable channel. I would watch Lyndon LaRouche, so I've watched The Evolution.
Yeah.
And I've read their literature, and they tell you the truth about what's happening, but then give you false solutions.
Yeah.
And so I'm not a LaRoucheite, but
okay. Yeah, I was hoping you weren't. I just wanted, like, I just got.
But he's absolutely on target about Arnold being the Beast Man.
Yeah. Like, I told this one kid, I was like, hey, go to ArnoldExposed.com, go to InfoWars, go to Prison Planet, and I don't believe. He's like, the Illuminati doesn't exist. He's like, we're not about information. I'm like, well, how stupid can you be? But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to know about that LaRouche stuff because these kids, like, they seem pretty serious about it, and I gave them my information.
Well, they could be doing worse things. I mean, overall, it's good information. It's just his whole global model of global management, it's bad news. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Alex. You don't have any comments about LaRouche, do you, Doctor?
Well, you know more about LaRouche than I do, but I do know about young people searching for the truth, and that's what's great about Alex's call and his friends, you know, is that they're looking for the truth. And if it's accurate what you're saying, that most of the information that LaRouche is presenting out is the truth, that's a good distinction that you made. You know, there's a lot of good information, and you don't like his solutions. But that's one way that we really disappoint and let down our young people, is that we just tell them lies instead of telling them the truth and giving them some guidance that flows from that. It's so, so important.
I've noticed the establishment builds what I call false counter-revolutions, too. They set up the system, lie to the youth, they know the youth's going to wake up to it, so they have fallback plans of kind of what I call the fake counterculture that was drawn up by Madison Avenue, that's now all admitted, to then capture them and get them even more dependent.
Yeah, anything that can be co-opted by Madison Avenue is going to be done so. But, you know, young people needing the truth, and needing models who speak the truth, and needing accurate information. You said 10 minutes to midnight. It's probably more like 1 minute till midnight, and we need our young people to really be supported.
Well, that's the question I had for you, Doctor,
yeah.
And then we'll go to these calls. It's about denial, but if the globalists really get what they want, they're creating a hellish world. They've got to be the most unhappy. You know, I read most drugged-out people, most psychologically screwed up people out there, period. They're building their psychopathic world. Number one, I mean, if they win, what will the world look like? A cross between Brave New World and THX-1138 with a sprinkling of 1984. If they win, I mean, when it hits midnight, what's it going to look like? I mean, I see the system they're building. It's designed to implode.
Well, I agree. That's what my view. My view is that, you know, it's there's a lot of things to protect our children from, but there's the bigger question at this point, which is whether our young people even have a future, and that's how desperate it is, you know. And I think we're going to see, personally, that we're going to see economic and environmental collapse because we've already overshot carrying capacity of the earth, and because the destruction is just being carried apace, and so everything that is won by the corporate military pharmaceutical complex that we're talking about. Everything that's won involves further degradation and destruction of the environment, and further squandering of resources. And so there's a lot at stake. And the good news is, it's bad news in the sense that we may not survive. But the good news is that they can't win. Because they're violating the laws of the natural order of the world, and ultimately it will destruct. It can't help but.
Well, Congressman Ron Paul said that.
He's right. You know, I mean, it's like you cannot continue to live on reserves of, like, just an example of fossil fuels. You know, you're living on reserves that have accumulated over billions of years and using them up in just a few years, and it's not renewable. But
more than that, just the economic system itself, everything they've built is designed to control us, And my dad went to a big corporate seminar, one of the gurus of the corporate world. And, you know, my dad's an executive. And he went to this thing, and the guy just came right out. This was the Four Seasons last year, and said, it's a world government. It's a new world order. It's been so successful. It's ruined all the people's minds. 98% of the children can't think. They've been ruined. Now the elite has a problem. They're trying to snap up those that they didn't destroy to try to organize and run the system for them. It's like they've been too effective.
Well, at the level of human beings, you know, ultimately it won't work because, you know, human beings will ultimately reject and rebel because there is a spirit inside that keeps pushing forward. But to really think about it well, you know, you have to be, I think, very conscious about including the what I call the more than human world. You know, you have to include the world of nature, the world of animals, the world of plants, the world of air, the world of water.
Yeah, in this self-centered universe that they've built, everything is what's inside our head. You know, I told you during the break about...
not reality, you know. I mean, everything's not inside your head, you know. The snow leopard and the grizzly bear and the salmon and the food that you eat is not inside your head, you know.
Well, let me,
the air you breathe.
Let me talk about this process of denial. I remember I was about 3.5 years old, standing on the back porch of the house on San Fernando Way in Dallas, Texas. And it was a sunny, beautiful day like it is today, and I looked up at the sky, and I had this incredible, I'd call it spiritual experience, where I realized that the world was outside of my head, that I wasn't the center of the universe, that I was this small, finite thing that wouldn't be here forever, and it was like I felt the presence, you know, it was God, like communicating with me this. And I'm not saying I'm special. I talk to so many adults, Dr. Breeding, who literally think the whole world is inside their head. And really, I see that as the cornerstone of the New World Order, is this self-centeredness.
Well, you know, most of those people, unfortunately, were not born with a natural childbirth, were not breastfed, were not held in their mother's arms in their first months of life, and don't really know what it's like to feel pleasure in the body and to be really connected with their senses and with the natural world. And it's very sad, you know, and so you live in your head as kind of a protection against the painful disconnect, you know, versus being able to just experience how beautiful and glorious it is to be out on a day like this and to feel the wind on your skin and the water and to feel the sun and to listen to the birds and to, you know, it's like, it's very sad. They're disconnected, you know.
What is this disconnect where I talk to, say, a yuppie who's driving the Jaguar and got the million-dollar house, and they go, I'm part of the establishment, and where they make split-second decisions to just deny that anything bad is happening, and then they laugh at you like you're bad and weak because you know you reap what you sow. You know what you do comes back, and that's just the way it is. They think only caring about themselves gets them ahead, and it doesn't.
It doesn't. It may, if they're lucky, you know, and have the right connections, it might get them a big house and a swimming pool and a nice car and a gated community and stuff. But in terms of being able to look into the eyes of their child and have their heart just overflowing with emotion, in terms of being able to go out on a mountaintop and feel the wind and know the glory of the world, you know, in terms of feeling the pain that goes with seeing the tailings from the strip mine that gives them their paycheck, you know, or seeing the zombified children, you know, with all the Ritalins, you know, when they're the advertised executive that's selling the products for Novartis or whatever, you know. It's like there's a complete disconnect from life, and it's very tragic.
Well, I've noticed these people are very unhappy.
And they're deeply, you know, and they can't slow down, because if they do, they'll feel the anxiety and unhappiness, you know. And hopefully at some point they'll become disillusioned, and they'll realize when their teenager commits suicide or tells them to get screwed or whatever, and they hopefully can
feel... A lot of these big bankers, you know, and globalists that have gone public lately, it's over stuff like that. Something bad happens to their child in the system that they've built, and then they finally wake up.
Something bad happens, and you wake up, and so that's the other part of it, is that more bad is happening to more and more people because of the collapses that are happening economically.
And they know that's going to accelerate. They know that's going to accelerate the wake up. That's why they're trying to build this police state so fast.
So it's 60 seconds till midnight, and if we're going to die, we might as well die wide awake and alert and tell them the truth, you know. And it may mean that we can live as a result. I don't know. It's up in the air.
Let's take a call. Yeah. Let's talk to David in Arizona. David, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good.
I've been listening to you for a long time. I'm one of your strongest supporters. In fact, I'm from the Kansas City area, and I think you know you have a very strong listening.
Your phone's breaking up real bad. Can you talk right into it?
Yes, I can. I'm from the Kansas City area, and I think you know you have a very strong listening audience there. But I'm currently in Phoenix, Arizona. You're talking about brainwashing on television, and I have tried for many years to explain to people that this is going on, and I tried to do some internet research to find out about
Stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side. And yes, KCXL is one of our oldest and greatest stations, blasting across the Kansas City area. We love them. We'll be right back in the final segment with Dr. Breeding. We'll talk to David and then Laura and wrap this baby up.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, you can't back down. This broadcast always speeds by even faster when Dr. Breeding's on with us. Let's let David in Arizona, normally a Kansas City listener, finish up what he was saying. You were saying you've been trying to look for information about TV and its effects on the brain. Please finish what you were saying.
Yes, Alex. For many years, I have been convinced that this is the primary method they use to keep everybody brainwashed is television, subliminal programming, and I've tried to do internet researches to find out just exactly how they're doing this, and I can't find anything on
the internet. Well, you're not using the right keyword searches. I mean, I see it every week, a new big study. Type in the effects of television on children. Type in violence and television study. Violence television study. I mean, Dr. Breeding, you want to give him any tips on, I mean, this stuff's voluminous. Dr. Breeding?
Go to the Alliance for Transforming the Lives of Children. It's atlc.org or .com. They got a lot of information on TV. There's also a great little book called Children of Cyclops by a guy named Keith Buzzell. That's a couple of resources for you.
But, I mean, they teach in marketing, just so you know, David, that the flicker of the TV does mesmerize, that seeing is believing, perception's reality, and that you just go into a drone state. There have been a bunch of studies about kids in video games going to a lower than sleep REM type situation. I mean, I see it all. It was like a couple studies came out this month.
I want to tell you, Alex, I've made about 200 copies of your 911 Road to Tyranny, and I've handed it out to attorneys, police officers, judges, everybody I could have possibly imagined. And I really appreciate your work. I think you're a forerunner here in the fight for freedom, and I really appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you, and God bless. And yeah, while I'm here bashing TV all day, be sure and call and get my videos. Now, the point is, use their tools against them. In fact, I'm probably going to make a film about how bad TV is, and then we'll use the TV to stop the TV, here behind enemy lines. Like I said, I don't watch TV. I'm on TV. But it's like a quote from Videodrome or something. But 1-888-253-3139 to get any of my films or books or materials. 888-253-3139. We got some books on tape there that are excellent as well. 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Laura in Texas. Laura, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's nice to talk to you, and it's also good to talk to John Breeding. He runs an excellent email listserv. But what I want to talk about is how these drugs often can cause permanent brain damage.
Well, that's admitted, yeah.
For example, Zyprexa also, I believe, damages receptors for acetylcholine. They say it's anticholinergic, and I believe it reduces acetylcholine, which is actually used for memory.
Yeah. Doctor, you want to comment on that?
Zyprexa's a major profit point for Eli Lilly. It's a so-called newer antipsychotic, which is a bunch of bull. It is new. It's a major profit point for Eli Lilly. It's known to cause diabetes in a lot of people who take them. All these antipsychotics cause permanent neurological damage. You know, if you take them for very long, you're at high risk for tardive dyskinesia, permanent neurological damage.
By the way, doctor, I got to throw this in.
They're bad.
I got to throw this in. Americans are eating the same amount of junk food today they were eating 10 years ago, but diabetes is exploding. Go ahead.
Diabetes is exploding for dietary reasons, but also because, in this case, Zyprexa, major problem. And yes, they do cause permanent brain damage in people who take them for
very long.
And
they admitted all these deaths from Ritalin last week, but the FDA says it stays on the market.
Yeah, well, Adderall. Ritalin also causes heart death. Stimulant drugs, speed, identical to cocaine and methamphetamine in their effects profile. The drugs are bad news, but the diagnoses are bad news. They're not real. Right. Stand up for your children. Stand up for yourself.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Breeding.
Amen.
Always great having you on thewildestcults.com. Lorna, take care. We'll see you back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Take care.
Hello, folks.